This is ARPBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. What first caught my eye on artist Mindy Bagnell's Instagram page was an installation piece she calls World Wide Web. It was one of her previous Art Prize entries. What look like spider webs connect tiny houses across the corner of the room. The webs are actually electrical cords. The piece illustrates how connected and isolated we are in today's online world. I was caught in Bagnell's web. Each of her pieces tells a story and a truth, and she doesn't seem afraid to expose her raw self, her anxiety, moments of insecurity, and exploring her shadow side. Yet her work also has bright hope and entices us into worlds of fantasy. Bagnell has taught art at Kalamazoo Valley Community College and at Western Michigan University. So tell us about your journey as an artist. How did you originally become interested in art? Are you from an artistic family, or how did the bug bite you?
Well, my mother can draw. She's very good. She drew little murals on our walls when I was young. I did a lot of drawing when I was young, and I even won like an award in the second grade for a little don't litter poster, and I did an artwork in the seventh grade that my teacher kept because she wanted it to show to the other students forever and ever, you know, which is a great honor. So I let her. But through all that time, I didn't think I was very good. Honestly, I'm very much a perfectionist. You know, you can kind of see that in my work to a certain extent. And it wasn't until my senior year of high school, the last semester, I had to have either biology 2 or drawing. So I thought, oh, I'll take drawing.
Easy choice.
I'm not very good at it. I remember saying to myself, I'm not very good at this, but let's do that instead. So I took the class, and they were teaching linear perspective, you know, where it's like 1 point and 2 point perspective.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, this is so easy. Doesn't everyone already understand this? You know, it just came to me, and it turns out, yeah, I was just literally my worst, meanest critic. And, you know, since then, in making artwork, I ended up going to Western to school then in 83 and 84. I went there for 2 years and had a lot of difficulties brought on by my, you know, anxiety and depression. And I dropped out at the end of my sophomore year. And I moved to San Diego, California. And I lived there for a long time, but I never stopped painting. I kept painting for, well, moving forward, I got married. I had 2 children in the 90s. And then by the end of the 90s, I was getting divorced. And I ended up back in White Pigeon, which is, I don't know, 40 miles south of here, just down by the Indiana line. That's where I grew up. Back in my parents' house with these 2 daughters. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go back to school. So I went back to Western.
Good for you.
In 2001. Yeah. And by the time I finished the BFA, that took me 3 years. I didn't want to stop. So I went and signed on for the master's at Western, and I got 3 more years. And that's when we were in East Hall. I had the most amazing studio. We could throw paint at the walls. We could do whatever we wanted. It's not like that anymore. But that, that community there with the students in those years, 2002, 3, and 4, well, no, up to 7, actually, but really brought out a lot of my work. The reason I wanted to go back, I should say, is because before that, it was all very realistic, no real abstract or non-representational, and I felt like I was just making pretty pictures, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, no meaning or anything. And oftentimes it was, I'd take a picture, I like this, and I'd turn it into a painting. Great, you know. So that's why I wanted to go back. And it was very smart to do that. And at that point is when I started, normally now, almost always, I'll start a painting, just start making a mess.
This is ARPBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. On a lot of your work, you seem to have responses to something you've seen or experienced or heard. Some of it, like I noticed
in response to poet Tracy Brimhall's poem, or you were inspired by Jack Kerouac's The Dharma Bums.
Right.
And sometimes there are challenging experiences. You had a painting you created in response to a cousin's suicide. Talk about how some of your art projects begin in that sense. You see something, something moves you. How does that work for you?
Yeah, there's a strong sense of narrative in more than half my work. And,
yeah.
And one thing I do try to do, yeah, they're always basically my own feelings, but I try to do it in such a way, I hate to use the word universal, but in a way that just about anyone could look at it and maybe apply their own life to it as well. You know, I have the ones with the crows, in particular, they're giant crows standing over little houses.
Yeah.
I've heard 5 different narratives for that. I had my narrative. Mine was that bird was protecting the pink house from the evil other 2 birds. That's definitely the way I saw it. But I saw, you know, others would say, oh, those 2 birds are daring the other one to burn that house down too. You know?
So, well, art does that. You know, the viewer puts their own self into it. And if they find a mirror in there, whether it was intended to be there or not, then it touches them. But that's what I like about your work. It's not just pretty images, as you said before. Your work tells stories.
Yeah, definitely. And, in the mid-2000s, I became very interested in the Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland imagery. It appeals me a great deal because most people, they're familiar with Wizard of Oz. So all you have to do is add one little thing from that, and you've accessed, in their mind, that whole story, you know, and that whole feeling, and then they can take it from there. So, yeah, I found that, you know, and I identify with both of them. I think of them as 2 young women who were whisked unexpectedly onto horrifying adventures, but came out stronger in the end. You cry here.
Aw.
But to me, I find that, you know, very, I don't know, I really identify with that. I've had a lot of difficulty.
Yeah.
I am divorced, and oftentimes, The one painting I have called Struggle, I won an award at the Carnegie Show there in 2004.
Yeah.
That one has a lot. That one has both. It has Wizard of Oz and Dorothy, growing big and small, that sort of thing. But these ladies, after I won, they're like, oh, what does it mean? And I started telling them what it means to me, and it's not positive necessarily, you know, and their faces fell. And that's when I realized that I'm not going to explain too much to people unless they really press me, because, you know, they saw their own stuff in that painting.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I might have sort of ruined it for them. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Let them bring their own story to it in a little bit. Yeah.
What is that theory, death of the artist? Basically, it's the notion that once your artwork is put out into the world, you don't get to say what it means anymore. You know, it's the viewer decides what it means.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Mindy Bagnell. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.